Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is approximately 9 o'clock on Thursday, September 20th, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room 1000 at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are the full Commission, John Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirrell, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner. Also joining us is the Interim Executive Director, Scott Smith. The first item on the agenda this morning is public comment of individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to a pending or recently imminent appeal to the commission. Is there anyone who wishes to address the commission under this item? I see none. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda then. Next item on the agenda is to approve the commission meeting minutes of September 13th, 2018. And for this item, I recognize Commissioner Pirrell. Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is to consider approving a submission of our tax commission budget for fiscal years 2019 and 2018 to the governor's office for consideration. And you should have received prior to this time a copy of that budget. Is there any questions of it that you'd like to ask before we take action on it? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen for motion on this item.
So you don't want any presentation by director?
That probably would help. Heidi, we want to give us a quick briefing on this. I think that's a good point. Thank you, Commissioner Cragen. Just kind of give us some highlights of what's in it.
Got today the base budget to be submitted for fiscal year 2020. All of the state funds will remain the same as they were appropriated for fiscal year 2019 as any one-time funding. We have a total budget of $98,395,532. We are requesting a budget change for the alcohol beverage enforcement treatment restricted account. This will be a decrease in appropriation. The FY 2020 appropriation request is $5,577,300. We are also requesting a fee change for the motor vehicle transaction standard unit fee from $1.53 to $1.50. This is a statutory requirement based on the prior year's consumer price index, and then we are also requesting $1 million not lapse at the close of fiscal year 2019 for tax fraud, identity theft, and data security intrusions and litigation. This is the same request that we've made in the past three fiscal years.
Thank you very much. This does not reflect any building blocks such as those that were considered by the audit subcommittee on Tuesday of this week, so that those who are monitoring this particular item, we may be asking for some building blocks of additional collectors as recommended by the audit that was done by the legislative auditor. And so that'll be a building block which will go to our committee but does not be comprised as part of this base budget. That is correct. That is correct. Well, we probably ought to send some kind of a note of that so that they're noted of it. They won't necessarily know what the audit report was about our agency. And we ought to at least, as we do a transmittal, maybe reference that audit report that there was a recommendation of additional auditors to collect some of the backlog of income taxes that are still on our books as collectibles. So maybe if you could take care of that, that would be helpful, Heidi. Any other questions of Heidi on this presentation? Thank you. I now recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we submit the proposed fiscal year 2020 budget to the governor's office for consideration.
Thank you. You heard the motion. The motion's in order. Questions on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. The matter will be submitted to the governor for consideration as a base budget proposal.
Before we go to the next item, can I? I'd just like to publicly thank Heidi. Now, this is her first budget, and we moved it up on her. And so she's done an excellent job, and I just want to put that on the record. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you indicating that, Mr. Executive Director. I appreciate that very much. Okay, and we'll go to commissioners. Is there anything the commission wishes to report? I've got one quick one that I need to give an update on, and that is the designation of our secure area. We are working with our law enforcement agency, the Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division, on the secure area designation of the hearing rooms as that we use similar to courtrooms. And that is still in process. Magnetometer will not be installed until such time as we get a rule adopted as required by statute for our law enforcement agency to be able to designate that as a secure area. We're also working with the Executive Director's Office and our Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division on properly staffing that position so that we have that staffed in accordance with the requirements of the statute. That's my report. Any questions on my report on that item? Seeing none, is any other commissioners wish to give a report? Seeing none, we'll move on to the interim executive director's report.
Yes, as Commissioner Valentine mentioned, Commissioner Valentine and I had an opportunity to testify before the audit subcommittee of the legislature this past week. We had two separate audits that reviewed all of our different divisions. And the report validated that the hard work that the employees here at the Tax Commission were performing. I'd just like to thank all the employees for their efforts. Some of the direction changes, the report indicated that we are moving in the right direction. There were things, weaknesses that the report identified that we will be working on in the next little while.
Just as echoing that sentiment, we probably surprised them a little bit because they're not used to this. We agreed with the audit. And we said, yes, we could do a better job in some of these areas. And yes, we do need more resources to do some of the things you're asking us to do. And so we pretty much agreed with the audit recommendations. Our interim executive director did a good job of getting a written response in and did a good job with the media following up. So I can give you compliments for that. Anything other questions of our executive director? Seeing none. Next item on the agenda will require us to go into a closed session so we may discuss with our legal counsel regarding pending litigation. And so with that, before we turn off the record, I need a motion. Commissioner Cragen.
Thank you. I would move that we need a closed session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation. I anticipate that we'll stay in this room.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it passes. We'll go into closed session.